Hi, welcome to Hopscotch. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Bill, happy birthday.
Well, Jim, I'd like to say this one last time. It's not really my birthday. I'm still in my 40s.
This is true. I know. Your birthday is not actually until, is it Labor Day this year?
It's Saturday before Labor Day.
Saturday before Labor Day.
So it'll be September the 2.
Right. Well, you just had a surprise birthday party, and the surprise was it's not your birthday.
That's right.
Yeah, but what a great time. Before we get into
and
that,
and it was
though,
a bigger surprise to my oldest son, because he found out I will be 50 this year.
You didn't know
and
that?
And he was quite sure I was 98 12 years ago.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
Yes.
He probably doesn't remember that.
And I'm sure he does remember that.
I do. In Ohio?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That was a long time ago. Well, look, we better get right to it because we have a special beer. It's the summer of beer, apparently.
Well,
the
beer,
de facto summer of beer.
Beer is the drink of summer.
It is, and we've drank a lot of it. So let's, because our mugs are melting, so we probably should get right
we
to it.
We probably should. Let's all crack right. that sucker open, Jim.
All right, so here we go. Ready? Yeah, it sounded good.
Well, that is filled to the rim.
Yeah, what a...
That is a hell of a growler full.
Of pouring because I see myself making a mess.
Oh, so it's okay if I make the mess.
Yes, well.
Well, fortunately, I have a beer towel right here.
We have some towels.
Let's see what we can do.
Nice pour right down the middle. Ooh. Nice.
Wow, there's a lot of head on that.
Oh
for,
boy, we're going to need that towel.
For a draft beer. Look at that, though. It's coming clean nicely.
Yeah, I've had this one for a while.
Second pour. Looks just like the last one. It does. This one's going to be messier.
It's even messier.
Yeah, it's me. Oh, hoser, you're blowing the floor.
Yeah, well, now you know why I didn't want to pour it.
Yeah, I know. You set me up.
If you notice, the growler, where it's from.
It's from one of our favorite baseball destinations, believe it or don't.
Right.
A lot of you folks might like to go to the Bronx to watch the Yankees or maybe go to Camden Yards, watch the Orioles, or go to some place in Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, some no-name stadiums.
Cincinnati's a great park.
Yeah, actually it is.
We had a lot of fun last year on your birthday.
But Sackett's Harbor we go to every year and play a tournament.
It's a mini tournament.
Well, okay,
this year it was only us and the Sackett's people.
We
Kingston, Ontario guys didn't make it.
We play a couple exhibitions, put it that way.
Right, and they're just nice people, and it's such a beautiful area. If you've never been, it's the Watertown area, but it's right on Lake Ontario, and it's just gorgeous. And we play right on the historic battlefield we have in the last 2 years.
Yes.
And I go for the view, and I go for the fun, and then afterwards, I like to go to the Sackett's Brewing Company and get some beer. The first time I went, when they gave me this growler as a token of their appreciation for the work that I had done on our end in helping to put it together, I went down to the brew pub with my brand new growler, and they said that they would fill it for me with anything I wanted. I liked the Railroad Red, it was called. It's an amber beer.
Ah, the Railroad Red.
And it's a springtime beer.
Oh.
And I never saw it again. I was under the impression that it was just something left over. And until this year, when I walked in, and what do they have on the board? Railroad Red.
That is awesome.
So that's why I brought this back and why I've been sitting on it for a long time. So our frosty mugs are now melted, but the beer has settled nicely.
And it is a beautiful amber beer.
Look at that.
This is
a nice
deep
color.
Red,
lovely
perfect
color.
Looking color.
Yeah. It's got a little of that sweet chocolate kind of...
I was going to say, it almost has a hint of chocolate on the scent, and it definitely has a slight hop scent to it. You know, most beers do. Beers generally smell, but this has a genuine fuller scent than a lot of the draft beers we drink.
So the War of 1812 ale, which is more pale than this, but I would still put it in the amber-ish category.
Yeah, I would call it something like that.
It's...
Yeah.
Not exactly Fat Ox, but it's...
No, it's a heavier beer, though.
Right, it's right. It's not like...
I mean, it's not as deep in color, but it's...
But it's still
strong,
a substantial
yeah,
beer,
it's got
right?
A,
it was very tasty,
it's
right?
It's got a flavorful taste,
very much
yeah.
So. So let's forge ahead and see what we like about this.
Indeed.
And or don't. It's got the amber finish.
Oh, it's definitely an amber. It's not bitter. There's no full hoppy bite to it whatsoever.
Now, when I had this with my lunch
mm-hmm.
in Sackett's Harbor a few weeks ago, I actually thought it had more of a hop presence than I had remembered, and more so than most ambers. Now, this has been sitting in the growler for weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Three weeks.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, you can tell by the way that it settled so
it
quickly.
It settled quickly, yes.
So,
yeah, but it poured full.
It poured well. Yeah. I don't know if that had any effect on it, but right now I'm not getting that hop forward kind of. And it wasn't bad. It was just
but
more than I had remembered.
It still has a, almost a nutty taste to it.
Yeah, right. That's what I got, too. Yeah.
It's got a nutty taste and a nice, sweet finish like you tend to expect from an amber. I like this a lot. It's, it's very smooth. It's,
I do like this.
Goes down quickly.
Just like the 1812 amber did.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sackett's Harbor beers are...
they're pretty good.
They're a good drinking beer.
Absolutely.
This is a... so it's a springtime beer, the Railroad Red.
I believe it's
that's when,
like the
at
St.
least
Patrick's.
That's when it fits itself into their
right
rotation.
I think it's like their St. Patrick's ish ale.
I could see that. This is a, I mean, it's a hearty beer. It's not like a stout or
no,
but it's not a nice. It's not a real light beer.
No, well, that's what I like about the ambers in general is they have a nice body to them, with that sweet finish. So they're heartier than, you know, the beers we grew up with, those canned pilsners and, you know, the...
Right. But I what I like about them is it's a good dinner beer.
Mm, yeah.
Because you can have one amber and you can milk it for your whole dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
or nice. If you're thirsty, you can have two. I found that, like, you get like a porter, like a real heavy, almost syrupy porter, something like you'll go up to the bar, you'll order yourself a nice steak and you get a big thick porter in a small glass.
Yeah.
I can't do two of those in a sitting. I like the taste. And I like to, you know, I like to sip a nice, thick, flavorful beer. I mean, they're usually really hearty flavors.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't just, it's not something you can drink two, three, four of.
Oh, no.
Amber, on the other hand, you can go either way. It's a versatile beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a two-tool beer.
It's our baseball
you reference. Can drink it fast,
yeah.
Or you can drink it slow. But this one's, it's really good. Like I said, I'm halfway through this glass. I still get that nutty return.
Yeah.
It's a tasty beer.
So this year we put together a team rather easily to take to Sackett's Harbor. Usually I'm trying to wrestle guys into the car to go.
Well, you usually scramble a little bit, yes.
I didn't have that this year. In fact, if anything, I, at the last minute, got one extra.
Oh.
And I think everybody had a really good time. I know we won the second game. I frankly don't remember if we won the first or not.
Well, usually, you know, that's about our MO up there. We tend to split.
Well, usually, yes.
Win
right.
one or two
we'll
out of three.
We'll beat Kingston, and then we'll lose to Sackett's Harbor because
right.
they bring their big guns. But this year, I know we beat them the second game.
It's a beautiful thing because when we go and play in other places, Sackett's Harbor, SOTUS, those guys are younger, stronger, faster. But I find that they get too caught up in the novelty of the old game that they don't focus on the fundamentals.
You're right, yeah.
And that's how we end up beating them.
Not so much in Sackett's Harbor. It took them about 2 or 3 years, and they finally caught on to how to play the game.
And yes, yes. Well, they also, up in Sackett's Harbor, have some, like a semi-pro baseball team that joins in and plays with them.
They did that 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that team doesn't exist anymore, actually. Oh, what fun that year was, though.
Oh, with Mike?
With Buttercup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was...
That was hilarious.
We had one guy kept us in the whole game. We were literally tied going into the... I think we were playing a six-inning game.
Six or seven. Yeah, but they had to cut it short because they had to go to batting practice.
We were tied going into like the sixth or seventh inning, and you know it was all because no matter where they hit it, Mike was there.
Yeah.
But it was a fantastic weekend. That was a great game.
That was so much fun.
That was one of the most memorable games. I remember it was a real hot day.
It usually is.
And there was very little place for, you know, spectators to sit.
Yeah, now we're on the battlefield, which is actually a better place to play. But
there's more room.
A lot more room. And there's, historically accurate, there's a tree in left field, much like the field that we played on in Columbus.
There's a couple apple trees.
Couple of trees, yeah.
There's one in dead center and a couple off and right. And that was always a fun...
That was a fun field.
Always a fun field and a fun trip.
Yeah.
We'll have to take a Columbus trip on Labor Day sometime. Not necessarily soliciting a game, but
we could volunteer to help.
Available for one if someone's needed.
And of course, we go to Montgomery Inn.
So, speaking of Montgomery, so tonight you were at the Brookhouse, I think.
Yeah, right. My mom's 86th birthday today, so took my parents.
Happy birthday to Gene.
Yeah.
And Father Gene is also doing well.
He is.
That's awesome. Glad to hear it. And he's pushing 90, right?
Yeah, he'll be 89 in October.
89 in October. God bless him.
Yeah.
He's a great little guy.
Toughest guy I know.
That's fantastic. Well, Jim, I see that the beer is not agreeing with you. It escaped your glass.
It just disappeared. I don't know what happened. Wow.
It is tasty.
It is tasty. Still a little fizz in there.
It's a lovely... That's what I'm saying. There's plenty of carbonation in that bottle.
So what a wonderful birthday party you had.
It was.
I never did get to take a picture of the cookies. I sure hope somebody else did. I wanted to show that off at the baseball meeting.
Exactly one left.
I saw it on the counter.
Actually, April does have a picture of the cookies. I'll send you a picture of the
please.
Cookies. They were fantastic.
Those came out amazing.
They are. Wow. I can't remember the lady's name. She's got a place in Chi-Lai. She does cookies and everything.
Everything, by the way, was just terrific. The barbecue, the...
The clam bake?
Chicken, rather. I'm not a clam bake.
Well, the chicken, but the clam, it was good. A lot of people enjoyed it. I know Jackie had a few dozen clams.
Yes, he had a good time. We enjoyed hanging out with him for a
while. I always have a good time with the Jackie.
Oh, he's a great guy.
What was it, double barrel ale? Is that the one I got you?
Yes.
To me, it was a solid amber. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit heartier than this, a little bit more hoppier finish to it.
Right.
But it was a good dark amber beer.
Yes.
Now, this is dark in color, but it tastes more like a lighter amber beer.
Right. It doesn't feel too heavy. I mean, and it's got that finish that I like.
In the clean finish. Again, but it, instead of leaving the bitter hoppy taste in your mouth, it leaves the almost the sweet caramely taste in your mouth.
Right.
So we got the tournament coming up.
Yeah, next weekend.
I did sign up for the two of us to do a two-man booth on Saturday morning.
Thank you. That's great. I appreciate that.
I figured we'd get a chance to do that. I'm looking forward to playing again. I'm looking forward to the tournament, getting some at-bats.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not necessarily expecting to get 5-6 innings a game, but I'm expecting to get maybe 2 at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, see where we go from there.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those years where we'll all get a fair amount of playing time. I think we're going to be fine.
I think this is going to be one of our, we don't have high expectations going. We're not expecting to lose every game. But
no.
We don't have high expectations of winning this year. Okay, re-referencing my birthday party. I got a lot of nice bottles for my birthday.
You got some nice gifts.
But the best gift I got was a collage of pictures. Every year at the tournament, I get a picture of me, Billy, and Jacob.
It's up there in the corner.
Yes. And that my sister took all of those pictures and had them framed around a Knickerbocker K. That is a great gift.
That's a wonderful gift.
Well, Jim, I enjoy this beer.
I did too.
I
when I saw it on the board there, I said, I've got to bring a growler home because it's been 13, 14 years since I've had it.
I've never had it before. So this is the Railroad Red.
Railroad Red. Now, there's a Railroad Red that Rohrbach makes, and it's not an amber beer. It's an IPA. It's called Railroad Red.
IPA.
Yeah.
I thought it was Railroad IPA.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyway, I get confused.
What I tend to compare most ambers to is the Elliott Ness off the tap. The Great Lakes Elliott Ness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is better. The flavor itself is better. It's a little heartier. It's actually a hint more sweetness to it. I love that nutty, pronounced flavor to it.
I like it too.
So it's got a good combination of, you know, nut and sweet. Not nut and sweet, but nut and sweet.
Right.
And it keeps a nice, smooth sweetness in your mouth. Jim?
Bill?
Pleasure drinking growlers with you?
Absolutely. Now, as we wrap this up, let's quickly touch on some of the nice gifts that you got at your birthday party.
I got a Blade and Bow.
Bottle of bourbon.
It's a Japanese bottle. I can't remember the name of it. We were looking at it prior to coming out here.
Yeah, began with a K. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a Jefferson Reserve, like a Grand Reserve or something like that. That's a really nice looking bottle.
Yeah.
Then I have a novelty bottle, the J.R. Ewing Bourbon.
It's made in Texas. It's not really a bourbon.
No, it's a bourbon. It says bourbon.
I know it says bourbon, but it has to be made in Kentucky.
I think it's aged in Kentucky. That's what makes it a bourbon.
Oh, okay.
So it actually pretty good. It's a milder bourbon. So, Jim, thanks for the beer.
Thank you, and happy early birthday.
Why, thank you.
So this de facto summer of beer may be coming to an end because I don't have any more beer.
That's all right. We have a lot of whiskey. And guess what's coming up? Along with my birthday, official bourbon month.
September.
Yes. So I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch.
Thank you for listening.